Episode number 183, 1 week to go.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everybody, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
You're hiding behind your...
You like that?
Your pop filter there. I can barely see you.
Good. Don't look at me.
What's going on?
I don't know, man. I'm just, hanging out.
Enjoying the weather?
Yeah, it's okay. You know, I'll take snow over rain, but only if I'm up north, and since I'm not.
70 degrees it was here on Friday. Unbelievable.
Did it get that high?
70 degrees.
Oh, man. And the gas prices are low, the economy's doing great, the roads are in perfect condition, and...
Oh, and then you woke up.
But we are getting a new Camaro.
That's right.
We're 1 week away.
1 week?
1 week.
Man, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long road. Time. So if you're listening to this on Monday, the day it's released, Monday the 21st. 21st?
No, not the 21st.
What is today?
7th?
The 7th.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Would be the 8th.
8th.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
1 week.
Sunday, I'm tired.
1 week.
The time change jacked me up. Yes, 1 week from Monday, the day this episode is released, whatever day that may be.
Yeah.
Or what time it may be. 1 week?
1 week.
I can't believe it. It's just a week.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody who's a loyal listener, just the time that it takes to listen to one episode, and then when the next one is released, bam, Camaros are made.
Yeah. We've been doing this podcast since the concept was released in 2006. We've been doing the show even before that.
Yeah. So,
but God, can you just fathom the time? It's just amazing.
Yeah. We, you know, a lot of things have changed in that time, and we've got. It's just finally here. And I'm not even getting mine for another month.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm still just extremely excited about it, especially in the face of all the other BS that's out there right now surrounding, you know, GM, and we don't really even need to get into that because who knows what's going to happen with that. It'll all turn out good in the end, we hope.
It's going to be awesome to see these things on the road.
And people are starting to see more and more of them.
I know.
You know, we did our test drive, 3 weeks ago?
Yep.
That we can't talk about?
Uh-huh. Oh, until the 20th.
20th, yeah, Department of Corrections there. Somehow, and I don't know why...
Because you were thinking of the release date, well, when they were rolling off the assembly line.
And
March
I might
16th.
Have made a correlation between the two, but I was corrected that we can release our drive details or re-release on March 20th.
20th.
So
that's a couple weeks ahead.
Yeah, no big deal. I think everybody kind of knows that we're pretty happy with them. We've made it clear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this week, for this week's episode, this week, we're going to just 1 week. We're going to talk a little bit about, what's going on with the Camaro, obviously. Chris, you said we got an email and a bunch of voicemails.
Oh, do we ever.
All right. Well, I guess we better just get into the thick of things right away and start talking about, we got 1 week for regular production,
you know,
where dealer orders and customer, which includes customer orders, are going to start
rolling off the assembly line.
However, just before that, obviously, there's what's called captured fleet vehicles.
Yeah.
Or captured test vehicles, I believe I've seen somebody refer to them as. And basically, it's like the, it's not pre-production, it's production. Yeah. It's as close as it's going to get. But it's almost like a test drive of the assembly plan itself and the vehicle output and production. And there is a whole slew of these captured test vehicles, captured fleet vehicles, whatever anybody wants to call them. It's just beautiful.
Oh yeah,
the pictures that were posted.
Oh, yeah.
I mean it looks like if you're at a professional drag strip and you're in the staging lanes when it's a busy race day and you stand there at the end of it and you look ahead and you see what appears to be a couple hundred cars in front of you, all race cars. Just picture that, but all new Camaros, fresh off the assembly line, paint still wet or whatever. I don't know. I'm sure the paint's not still wet, but it's a lot of silver, white. I'm sorry, not
black.
White. A lot of black, a lot of red, yellow, and silver.
Yes.
Not white. Sorry. Yeah. And they're ready. They're ready to be taken delivery by GM executives and hopefully Camaro disciples, Scott, John, and Cheryl. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, hint, hint.
Yeah.
And hey, you know, you don't ask, you don't get. And they're out there, man. And it's just, get, you guys listening, stop the podcast, go look at the pictures. Well, Chris, you'll include the link in the show notes, right?
Yeah.
It's just,
oh, yeah.
It's just a great sight to see. And when Chris Lavoti, thank you very much for posting that, Chris, posted that, Scott Settlemyer chimed in. And here's what he said in the thread. Isn't that a pretty sight? Those are captured test fleet vehicles. Okay, there's the correction. It's a little bit of both. Including the ones you've seen on transports in various parts of the country. Yes, they have window stickers, better known as Monroney labels. I don't know what that means, Scott. but there are no separate prices or options printed on the CTF vehicles as of yet. He continues. Now, to those who said, and there were many, the Camaro is dead, it won't be back, and other such drivel, how would you like your words that you're going to eat served up with Alfredo sauce or perhaps a marinara sauce? Maybe on toast points or my personal favorite with a side of smoked Mustang. Thank you for that, Scott.
Yeah. He made a similar comment when we did that podcast with him after the release of the concept in 2006. I remember that. That was pretty good.
You know, a lot of people said the same thing. Oh, they'll never make it. They can't make it. It, you know, it won't be out for 5 or 10 years. And well, it seems like it's been that long. It hasn't. In fact, it's been made it to production pretty darn quick by automotive standards. And you know what? You know, just like we can say about GM, it ain't over till it's over, and the Camaro production hasn't started until it starts, but we are indeed 1 week away, and I think it's too late to stop that right now.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Well, you know, and that's an arguable point. But here we are, and you know, we're going to be able to not have to worry about it anymore.
Right. 1 week away.
1 week. So next week's episode is going to be pretty bitchin'. We're going to be
celebration.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of the release.
We'll get into that in a little bit here. Talking about being on the road, our good friend Dan Burke, regular listener, old friend of ours.
Yeah.
He lives in the Lansing area, and he was filling up gasoline in his new Chevrolet Avalanche.
Yep.
Thanks for buying American, and thanks for buying Chevrolet, Dan. And guess what was filling up at the pump next to him? A brand new Camaro.
Oh.
So okay. They're out there, kids. Keep your eyes open.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, if you don't see them with a captured test fleet vehicle, test fleet.
Yeah.
Flim flam. De boing foigen. you'll see people driving them because 1 week and they're churning out. Happy times, despite, you know.
I can't wait to see, like, a big truck rolling down I-94 just carrying a whole fleet of Camaros.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to start colliding into it, like sideswiping it to make them pull over.
Oh, boy.
Not damage the vehicles on the truck. You know, maybe dent the truck fender a little bit. And the Trailblazer, I don't care about. It's a lease. Chevrolet owns that, not me. All right, in all seriousness, yeah, it will be very cool to see that.
Yeah.
And it won't be long. It'll be a week.
Well, yeah, pretty quick.
So is it Autorama? Yep. Speaking of seeing Camaros.
Mm-hmm.
And there is what could be, I believe, to be the first customized Chevrolet 2010 Chevrolet Camaro that's not done by Chevrolet or General Motors.
Yeah.
It was done by the Explorers Club here, and what was it, a Boy Scout type thing? Cub Scout?
Something like that.
Sure,
yeah,
they
Chevrolet gives them a vehicle, you know, basically a shell of a vehicle, and they get to customize it from basically from the ground up.
Yeah, and they did a pretty good job. You know, it's a bunch of kids, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like in an auto shop.
Yeah.
And, you know, they took what appears to be a black car, and they gave it a two-tone paint job. It doesn't show up in the pictures I took very well at all. It shows up like a royal blue, but in reality, it's like a violet blue. It looks really good. Put a roll bar in it. Never seen a roll bar in a fifth gen Camaro yet.
Yeah.
So that's there. I snapped a bunch of photos, including the clay model that they originally started with, which didn't turn out at all like the like what was there on the floor there at the Detroit Autorama car show. But check it out. I got some pictures. There's a thread. Chris, once again, you'll probably post it in the show notes.
Yeah.
And 1 week, dude.
I know.
I can't wait.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. We got a pretty full show, so I guess what do you want to...
Pretty full show, full of voicemails.
Yeah. So, I guess start with it. We'll have one.
Yeah, we got one email here.
All right, you want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll read this here. This comes from... Well, I'll just read it. This comes... came in the other day. I want a new 2010 Camaro Z28 T-top or convertible. I will be paying cash.
For the podcast for us to talk about. I believe that was directed towards the podcast.
No.
No?
But we decided we're going to read it anyway.
Okay, so he wants a Z28 Camaro.
Uh-huh. T-top or convertible.
T-top or convertible.
And we'll be paying cash.
Okay.
So any of you guys that has one of those in your garage that you've been thinking about selling.
This guy has the cash
for
it.
He's got cash in hand, baby. Cash money, fool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, any especially, you know, I mean, 2010 Camaro Z28 T-top.
Was this a joke? It is now.
So let's move on to those voicemails. We got plenty of them. But before we do, we got to throw this one out there.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And we do have quite a few voicemails, but I want to say first that this show is brought to you by Magnaflow at Magnaflow.com.
All right. I can't wait to see what they put out for the Camaro.
Oh, heck yeah.
1 week?
Yeah, 1 week.
Okay, go ahead and fire up the voicemails.
Hi, Chris, Jason. This is Andy, Blazar Blue 97TA from the forums. Just calling in. Had a few questions that you guys have gotten to drive the fifth gens now. Wanted to know what your opinions were as far as the difference between that and the fourth gen. Obviously, I know it's more powerful, but as far as just the overall car and the overall feel of the car, which do you prefer more? I think I know your answer, but I'd just like to hear some comparisons. Let me know what you guys think. Bye.
Well, I don't know if we can get into details because we're not allowed to talk about this till March 20th. I will say I do like the feel of the new Camaro better than a fourth gen.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow. Well, I wish I was a man of those few words. I'll start out by saying I still have a soft spot for third gens and how they ride and drive when they're new.
I also want to point out that I was also a passenger in the new Camaro as well. And it was extremely comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of room to spread out because there's no hump there.
And you're a bigger dude and you fit just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like how third gens ride, you know, that low slung feel. I still like fourth gens. That's where I got started, you know, and that's, you know, what I really liked. But when it comes to comparing the fourth gen to the fifth gen, the only thing you can compare is the name. Everything else is entirely different. There's no real way to compare them. I mean, unless you know, point for point, how does the ergonomics feel? How does the seating and handling feel? And you know, this is a new generation of vehicle. This isn't you know, you can't.
This is an all new vehicle.
You can't. You just can't. I mean, it's got better power, and it's got better handling, and it's got better drivability. It's. I'm sure it has shortcomings compared to the previous vehicles. You know, and a lot of people can name them very easily, but overall. I don't think you can compare it. It's just that much. I mean, it's 6 years difference. Look what can happen to a car in just a couple of years.
Oh yeah.
So definitely a great question. And we get asked that one quite a bit. And you know, it's just like anything else. It's like getting a new pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. It takes a day to get used to them. You know, you got to figure out. Oh, I like this. I don't like this. And
you got to break it in.
You'll find out that right. And you'll find out that when at the end of it all, you're gonna like, wow, these new shoes are cool. New shoes are great. I like my old shoes. They're the old standby, but these shoes, you know, they got the springs or whatever in them that they're putting in these shoes these days. That's it. That's as good as I can make it.
Yeah.
Thanks for the voicemail. That was Andy, right?
Andy, yes. Quasar Blue 97 TA.
Right on.
We'll move on to the next one.
All right.
Hey, this is Jeff Willie from the message board. My question is about the Z28 Camaro that they were showing on the internet and stuff and on the message board. I'm just wondering what you guys think of it and if you think it's going to be made or not. Cool. Talk to you later.
So what do you think of that Z28? Obviously one of our Canadian listeners.
Yeah, so I was going to talk about... Okay, I almost sounded New Jerseyan. Yeah, I think that this is a tough one to answer. Yes, there's a what appears to be a very well done rendering of a Z28 or what they say may be a Z28 on what Motor Trend I think surfaced that.
Yeah, one of those rags.
Yeah, it looks strikingly like the Bumblebee, and I don't think it's a secret. I think it's okay that I say this. The Z28 program was in place. I mean, this has been posted by other than me, so I hope this is okay. I really do. The Z28 program was put in place It had to be put on the shelf for a little while. I mean,
for obvious reasons, right?
And let's just say that if the situation
presents itself,
yeah, that I got to be very careful about my wording here. If the situation presents itself where, hey, let's reenact this, let's reinitiate this Z28 program. It wouldn't be like starting from scratch. You know, there's already some development work done.
Well,
whether
obviously.
Or not that is a Z28, I am not able to really mention, you know, because everything can change dramatically. So who knows? You know, maybe the Z28...
Their guess is as good as ours.
Maybe what was intended to be the Z28 could have been that, but because of, again, this current situation, they may have to tame it down a little bit or maybe make a few changes. Who knows? But I don't even know. I don't even know if that is or was a Z28.
Right.
It looks good. I think it's got to grow on me, though.
So if they came out with a Z28, okay?
Yeah.
And it hit the RS package, and, well, in order to get the RS package, you have to have an S. No, you don't have to have an SS, right?
That's correct.
So, I mean, could it be called the Z28 SSRS?
Oh, God. Can you imagine the awards at the Camaro Superfest?
Oh, no. Speaking of which, I got mine this week.
I did, too. Hopefully, I'll have my car in
I'm
time for the July.
I'm thinking about signing up again for Superfest.
You
we
know
haven't
what?
Been there in a couple of years.
Yeah, you know, we really should give another shot. Maybe I should. Hopefully, yeah. I'll have mine by then. Yeah. I think I will. It's in July. So, hey, Fitz and John and Cheryl, I better have mine by then. Yeah, well, in fact, we'll talk about that in a future episode,
yeah.
Camaro Superfest. If you want to know about it, it's just real quick. It's the country's largest and longest running all Camaro car show.
Right.
Very good time.
Near Ann Arbor, Michigan.
I hold many first place awards from that. I'm a bad mofo. And it's just a fun time. It's very well run. And it's definitely, people come from all around the country to attend this.
And Canada.
Yep. And the website is CamaroSuperfest.com if you want to check it out. We'll talk about it a little later on as the time approaches. So,
sorry to mean to get you off track.
No, I'm glad. I'm kind of glad you did, Jeff. Thanks for that voicemail. Wish we could give you more solid answers, and wish we could say, "Yeah, that's it, and it's coming," but we can't.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go on with the next one here.
All right.
Hey guys, this is Shellhead on the board. Wanted to give you guys a call, let you know. Not like it matters. I'm on my way to work. It's about 6:40 in the morning. I'm on I-96, and I'm behind a new Camaro. And I gotta tell you, what a car! It looks so good on the road. It's the second time I've seen one on the road, and although I've taken a couple of pictures with my really, really bad camera phone, I gotta say, seeing it, being able to follow it for a couple of miles, and just kind of keeping an eye on it, what a fantastic car! It looks beautiful. It looks like it might be an Imperial Blue. Kind of hard to tell because there's not a whole lot of daylight out here, and it's dark, but it doesn't look like it's, it looks almost like a dark greenish in the color of my headlights, and I know they're not making it dark green, so I'm figuring it's got to be an Imperial Blue. It doesn't really look very gray, but, God, what a fantastic car. Just, I could tell it was a Camaro from, like, 3 miles away. I mean, the taillights are so distinctive on that car. As I got closer, as soon as you could see a crease in the bodywork, it's like, yep, that's a Camaro, and, just fantastic. So I figured you guys love people calling from their cars. I am. I'm following a Camaro. I figured you guys would love it. So I'm going to keep an eye on this car as long as I can, and I will talk to you later. Keep up the great work on the podcast. Bye.
Oh, but wait. There's more.
Hey, guys. Shellhead again. Sitting behind a Camaro. I've been behind this thing for probably, off and on for at least a good 10, 15 minutes. And I can't believe I'm following one on the road. It's amazing. I know you guys probably figure, yeah, well, we drove one, so you go suck it. But, you know, I don't care. Wanted to let you know, it's actually looks like an aqua blue metallic. I got to say, it's not exactly my favorite color. Something I thought was interesting, though, is I've only seen the concept, well, probably a handful of times, maybe three or four. And this is my first production one that I've seen really up close. And you can definitely tell that it's narrower and not quite as wide as the production car. But they really did a fantastic job. I mean, it looks, you know, it's got all the features that you would expect of a car. It's got all the right visual cues. And, you know, it's amazing. I see the way this thing sits in the lane, and it's not nearly as wide as I thought it would be. And not nearly as wide as I remember the concept being, and yet... It doesn't look like a narrow, real thin car either. So, real surprising. I mean, the proportions look different than the concept, but it doesn't look bad at all, which is a nice surprise. The other thing I noticed is the taillights. I mean, I'm sitting behind this car. All I could really see is a silhouette and taillights. And this thing looks mean. Just mean. I mean, it looks like it's looking back at you from the taillights going, get the hell off my back end. I mean, it's amazing. It looks unlike anything else on the road. I've kind of been glancing at other cars that have been passing, and there's not one other car from any other manufacturer that looks like this. And so I just thought I'd pass those on. Yeah, I know, and not a big deal, but you guys are always clamoring for voicemails, and now you got two. So anyway, talk to you later. Bye.
Wow, that was awesome.
Hey, wait, hold on. There's more.
Hey, guys, this is Shellhead again. I'm on the same drive to work, not following the aqua blue Camaro, which oddly had no badges. Now, he turned off a while ago, so now I'm going north on I-75, and I just got, going the other direction, I just got passed by a red jewel tint coat Camaro. It was definitely an RS because it only had the halos on and no other lights. And I don't know. I just thought it was really cool to see two Camaros on the way to work in one day. So I thought I'd let you know and talk to you later.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
I wonder if you
three
ever
of them.
I wonder if you ever made it to work.
Well, I can tell from the timestamp on the voicemails, it's within, I think, 20 or 25 minutes.
Wow.
In the period he left those three voicemails. But yeah, that was really cool. It just, goes to show you that they're out there.
Oh, yeah. And what struck me as interesting is that he said no badges on it.
Yeah.
Which,
well, I mean, it does say Camaro on the side. And
well, he said no badges.
Really?
Yeah.
No badges.
Huh.
Hmm.
Well, that's really cool. I'm going to expect we're going to start getting a lot more phone calls like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that it for voicemails?
Oh, no. We got one more.
Okay. All right.
Hey, guys. Bear Z28. I was having a little argument with my buddy. I was trying to get him into the podcast, but he's stubborn. Anyway, what's the Camaro count up to now? Orders, general idea, and do you think it'll save GM as far as possible bankruptcy? 16th, I guess, couldn't come soon enough. But, all right. Later.
What's the orders up to now?
I don't even know.
11. I know. Last time we talked, it was 11,000.
I read it was up to 16.
16.
That was a couple weeks ago.
We need some. We need some official word here.
Fitz, I don't know if that's true or not.
Fitz Challenger, please. Please call in.
Fitz Cooter. John Fitzpatrick, paging John Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
We need
a new count.
I would assume that if 11 was accurate back. God, that was a couple months ago.
No, that was only a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I heard that a long time ago. I would assume they're close to the 15 mark, if not higher.
Wow.
As far as the second part, will it save GM?
No.
Well, there's...
It's not going to save GM. However, what I'm going to say is that Camaro is going to bring excitement back to the automotive manufacturer. I mean, is there a vehicle out there that people are just dying to get their hands on? I mean, it's
Hummers. Hummers, man. The bigger, the better.
Well, in a couple weeks, they're going to be gone. So
that's why everybody wants one. I don't know.
There isn't a vehicle out there that brings excitement. You know, like, people are lining up to get one of these things. I mean, what does Toyota have that's really... I mean, they don't have the Super anymore. People aren't lining up to buy a Toyota...
It's a tragedy, too.
Tercel or whatever they have now.
You know, just to go along in line with that, this is a true story. Last night, we were coming home from having dinner with Jake and Becca Robb.
That son of a bitch and his wife.
SOB and his wife and their dog and cat. And I drove by a Chrysler dealership, and I saw some cars on the lot. And this is absolutely true. I'm not making this up. I looked at a couple of cars sitting there in the lot, and I thought, I don't even know what those are. I didn't even know what Chrysler had to offer anymore these days.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, after looking at the cars, I can see why. They're getting back to... the bland
cookie cutter.
Yeah, like there's nothing that another sedan. I mean, they were doing really good, when they came up with I don't know, some of the the caliber and all that. I mean, they're kind of goofy looking, but they're kind of neat at the same time when you get into RT models. And there was some excitement there. There's some cool stuff. The Dodge Nitro looks like a locomotive in the front, but at the same time, it was different and new and unique. And now it's just sedan, sedan, sedan. Chevrolet's doing pretty good, I think. GM's doing pretty good. You know, they're coming out with things that are that have a little bit of a punch to them or that sets them apart. But you're right. The Camaro is, there's nothing else like it.
It's pure excitement, I think.
I mean, the Corvette's the old standby. Oh, everybody knows what that is, but this is something that people are going out of their way to want.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of just, you know, everybody wants a Corvette. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
You know, maybe a Tercel owner.
Wow, that was a lot of voicemails this week.
Yeah, I know. So, I got to give away a prize. Oh,
that's
right. Because we haven't mentioned, you know, the good news, okay, is that we've been giving a prize away every week
to anybody who
calls in. We pick one voicemail and you know, is what gives us the most topic of conversation. That's the good news. And we're going to give one out to this week. Well, Shellhead deserves something. But I don't know if he's already won in the past because I haven't been keeping an accurate list until now.
Yeah.
So, first of all, Shelly, you got a prize coming to you. If you haven't won already, I think you did. But if you haven't, send me a PM. Send me a PM, let me know anyway. But we know that there's a couple more voicemail call-ins here. Andy and Jeff and, well, Bear already won one. So we got Andy and Jeff and let's see, Andy. What are you talking?
Quasar Blue 97 TA?
No. Oh, that's right. Forgot about him too. Oh, yeah. Crap. See, that's always tough. We got to give one away.
Right.
I think Andy. What did Andy ask about?
I can't even remember. There's so many freaking voicemails.
Heck, Andy and Jeff, both send me your PM me your address information, and I'll send you a little prize pack.
Nice.
What do I got here? I have to step into the Camaro Z28.com prize vault, and I merge with, here we go, we got the Camaro Anthology.
Ooh.
From High Tech Software. We reviewed that last
week. That's right.
And also the latest episode of Camaro Ads for Andaruni.
Oh.
And then, Jeff, I got a Petters suspension t-shirt. So PM me your address and Jeff, send me your t-shirt size. And
feeling quite generous this week.
Hey, it's a time to celebrate. It's a celebration.
Yeah.
In fact, this is the bad news for these guys. But the good news for everybody else is that next week, 5 prizes. I'm giving away 5 prizes.
Mm.
Yeah, for call-ins.
Is it going to be the first 5 people who call in?
Well, it's going to be...
Can they be previous winners?
No, they cannot be previous winners.
Oh.
1 prize per caller this year. It'll be a smattering of prizes, maybe Camaro Z28.com diecast cars, maybe Petter suspension t-shirts, Nitto hat and lanyard, because Nitto probably supports our site, or anything else that I got in the back here in the Camaro Z28.com prize vault.
Get out of there.
I like it in here. There's a little cot set up. It's my bomb shelter.
Oh, jeez.
So, I want to, you know, next week is going to be a big week for everybody. And despite everything that's going on out there, you know. You know, to touch just briefly, and I know you hate to do this, and I do too, but I got it since Bear did bring up the whole bankruptcy issue. Will the Camaro save it?
Yeah,
that's a loaded question in itself because GM is obviously in some struggles right now. But to save GM is kind of a loaded question because as ugly as it is, I don't think it's as bad as it needs saving. It needs help. It needs work. It needs restructuring or whatever you want to call
it.
It needs to get back in line, but will it save it? No, no car can. It has nothing to do with the cars. It has to do with people buying them.
Right.
You want to save GM? Get out and buy a car if you can.
Get out and buy something.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
and it's hard to say because everybody wants to hang on to everything because we all think we're going to be pretty much setting each other on fire for food.
Right.
But you know, if you don't buy in the doom and gloom and hope for the best and realize there's a lot of great people working at General Motors that don't want this to happen. And not for self-interest. They're doing it for the greater good.
Yeah.
And keep that in mind. That's what it's all about. And I think, I guess, are we done?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to end it on that note.
Yeah.
So
we'll be back next week.
Next week.
For the launch.
Oh, is it going to be great or what?
Yeah.
I can't wait. So 7 days from now, we'll talk at you later.
We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
They're just whores.